If we had a war room and we're actually fighting the Democrats, someone might have noticed they just doubled down, not on abolishing ICE. We already know they want to do that.
Right.
Abolishing the Department of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone on our side paying attention or?
Apparently not.
No. And they're getting bolder in saying this because they paid no price for it. We could clinch the midterms with this. If somebody would notice on our side that it's going on. Yesterday, this just came out. Ilhan Omar comes out saying it's not enough to abolish ICE. We have to abolish the Department of Homeland Security. Okay, real quick, what does that mean? Okay, when you say abolish ICE, as they did for the first time a week ago in a press conference, dozens of Democrat House members standing behind Delia Rodriguez. She's really clear. What it means is we're going to end detention of illegal immigrants. Period. We're going to end detention. And let me pull this up here. Like all in the interior. And what else does the Department of Homeland Security include? Customs and Border Patrol. So there won't be any detention on the border. No, there won't be any Customs and Border Patrol. So like, if you have an ISIS terror training camp, for instance, you could just move it here. If you live in Somalia, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, if you want to get on any Somali fraud, just move here. All of you. All of you.
This is exactly why we have to stop talking about basic reforms. The point is we need to melt ICE. We can't talk about a reform of basics. My bill will prohibit detention and redirect the money that they're using, the billions of dollars, to put back into the communities that have been most impacted.
Okay. She then says the biggest threat to the homeland is...
The greatest threat to the homeland right now is called the Department of Homeland Security.
That's right.
Yeah. And she's really clear. I've been screaming about this for a week. Somebody outside, somebody, anybody to notice this.
And we must bring justice to every fascist in the administration. And that includes Kristi Noem. That includes Stephen Miller. And that includes Tom Homan. ICE will be abolished. DHS will be dismantled, and together we will get it done.
Okay, so that's no holding facilities of any kind, no enforcement at the border, no Customs and Border Patrol at our ports of entry, Wild West. And for trying to, enforce federal law, of course, Homan and Steve Miller and Kristi Noem go to prison. Probably on trumped-up charges. Okay, Ilhan Omar doubled down on this yesterday, Democrat member of the squad.
There is an easier conversation happening today than, 6-7 years ago when I got to Congress about what we need to do with ICE, which is to abolish it. And there is a lot of conversation about what the dismantlement of the Department of Homeland Security should look like.
So she says, foregone conclusion, we're dismantling it. We just want to, we'll figure out how we're going to, what it'll look like. And to be clear, again, that's not just Delia Rodriguez, you heard a minute ago, Democrat lunatic from Chicago, who has said in the past, by the way, that she has more loyalty to her home country of Guatemala than she does of to America.
Yeah. Lovely. Which
I played that. And it's very clear listening to her.
Should be grounds for impeachment and removal from office.
Yeah. So, absolutely. So, you got to understand the level of radical here. And because we don't have a war room, we do have a Twitter feed called Rapid Response 47. It's very good. But what we need is what they have, an army of 60 to 100 surrogates who we focus group the message, and then we send them out, podcasts, TV, whatever, like the Democrats do to get the message out. We have a ton of money. We should be running commercials. Let me tell you why. Right now, Democrats are plus four for the midterms. They're leading in the midterms. In the same Signal poll, though, when Americans were told, hey, they want to abolish ICE, which they did not know, it goes to even, R plus zero. In other words, dead even with an advantage to Republicans. When they were told that they were shutting down the Department of Homeland Security right now in order to get the abolishment of ICE, it goes to Republican plus two, a 6-point swing. They are handing us the midterms right here, Lee.
Yeah. Well, isn't it
handing it to us, and we aren't even paying attention.
Well, it's so interesting to me that the people who criticized Republicans and Donald Trump for shutting down the Department of Education and the EPA and talking about dismantling that are perfectly fine with shutting down Immigration and Customs Enforcement. No problems there. Otherwise, you know, Trump is trying to dismantle the institutions of our vaunted federal government. So anyway, hypocrisy as usual from the Democrats.
Right now, we have 800,000 illegal immigrants with final deportation orders who also have criminal records. So understand that plan she just said there. Mm-hmm. No internal enforcement, no way to pick them up of any kind, no way to remove them of any kind, no detention facilities, because guess who runs those? Department of Homeland Security. No external border enforcement of any kind. Well, Department of Homeland Security, by the way, also runs the databases that track these people.
If you are from the right oppressed group and commit the right crimes against the right oppressors, there are no consequences.
No, that's the plan.
That's the Marxist plan.
That is absolutely the plan. And they're telling you, and the reason I think they're getting bolder is really the midterms are a turnout competition, us versus them. And they want to really radically message to their base about we're going to do these great things. We're going to have total open border. Any terrorist who wants to come here can. So it'll be wonderful. We'll have ISIS training camps in the desert. It'll be fantastic. They'll vote Democrat, though, before they kill us all. Literally, it's Katie bar the door. And they're messaging this way openly because they can reach more people now that they figured out, wow, Delia Rodriguez had a press conference. Again, dozens of Democrats behind her where they said no detention, no ICE, no Department of Homeland Security, put Trump officials in prison for trying to, you know, enforce the law. And you have no right to be safe. And we had no reaction, Lee. None. I have never seen disorganization at this level. I've never seen it. And again, we're talking about Iran. Okay, awesome. That has to be dealt with. If your passion is not this message, then you know what? You turn the war room over to somebody who is. And people say, why do you keep saying this, Tara? Because much bigger shows than mine listen to me for show prep. And a lot of the guys at Red State listen. A lot of the guys at Hot Air listen.
Because you are an influencer of the influencers.
Yeah, I say something. Literally, they use my turn of phrase. They don't even bother to rephrase it. They put it in their articles. So I need them to start writing this to save the Republic. Because we're going to lose the midterms for no good reason. We need to say early and often, they will end immigration enforcement. They will end detention of illegal immigrants, all of them, if you elect them. They are telling you this. They're not hiding it. We don't have to infer it. You know how sometimes politically they'll infer, well, if she says this, she means that. Right. They're literally telling you.
Yeah, they're being explicit about it.
Yeah.
This is not covert. It is overt.
I remember for about 5 minutes after they lost the last election, they were saying, oh, you know, Joe messed up on the border. Yeah. Remember they sent Jake Tapper out. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, he was incompetent. He didn't mean to leave the border open. It was an accident. And I called him out on it. Yeah. Well, here they're doubling down. No, it wasn't an accident. We left the border open and we're going to leave it wide open next time. Vote for us. And we're like, I just.
Instead of a border, it'll be a boulevard to benefits.
Yeah. And look, Trump's really busy. I get it. He's got to relinquish some of this. He's got to delegate. There's got to be some. And you know what? You could tell we're losing the fight. Trisha McLaughlin, who is the best. Like, I'd have her run the war room in a second.
Oh, yeah.
She's giving up and walking out. It was a top 10 story.
Disappointing.
She's probably the best spokesperson they have. She's a spokesperson of the Department of Homeland Security. She's quitting. She's walking out. I don't blame her. I don't want this on me. She's done everything she can. We need surrogates and we need discipline. And here's the other thing, okay, for Republicans. Trump should do this, but the Democrats sure didn't leave it to Biden, did they? to have a war room and a response. No, Biden was eating ice cream in a corner and drooling, and they took care of it. So could somebody in the Republican Party please message this? Please, please message this. Or we're going to go through the final 2 years of the Trump administration with the Department of Homeland Security shut down like it is now, and people are going to die because of it. Please, focus, focus. You know what I love about Democrats? They never give up. Not even when 83% of Americans disagree with them, including 71% of Black people who say, no, I don't have a problem getting an ID. Thanks, though. And along come white liberals. Yes, you do. You're too stupid. Let us help. Let us help. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, says we can't pass the SAVE Act, requiring that you prove your citizenship, of course, the birth certificate or passport, because it's too hard to figure out where your birth certificate is. Here he is talking to Jim Clyburn on Clyburn's podcast. Clyburn is, of course, a Democrat member of Congress from South Carolina.
We're not talking about the other aspects of the SAVE Act, which is also part of Jim Crow, the history. And that is, when it comes to registration, you got to find your birth certificate. If you know where yours is, I have no clue where mine is. Or you have to passport, and 2/3 African Americans don't even have passports.
Majority of non-African Americans also don't have passports, moron. I was trying to figure out what this reminded me of.
Are you crazy? Or just plain stupid?
Stupid is stupid does, Ms. Blue.
I guess.
I can't figure out where my birth certificate is.
We're not talking about the other aspects of the SAVE Act, which is also part of Jim Crow, the history. And that is, when it comes to registration, you got to find your birth certificate. If you know where yours is, I have no clue where mine is. Or you have to passport.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
So I set the timer on my phone to see how long it would take me to find Gavin Newsom's birth certificate. I did it in a minute and 14 seconds. And I had to do two searches. He'd only have to do one. I had to look up where he was born. It was San Francisco. Then I typed in Google, where would a person born in San Francisco go to get their birth certificate? He was born in 1976. City Hall, room 160, one Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, California. Got the zip code and everything. And you can go in person. But if you don't have time because you're like the governor, you could do it online using something called Vital Check. They'll send you a copy for free if you would like. If you want a certified copy, in other words, basically an original, that's $31. But you only need a copy to register to vote. That's it. Less than a minute and a half. And that's because I had to look up where he was born.
Are you crazy? Or just plain stupid?
Stupid is stupid does, Ms. Blue.
I guess.
So asking Black people to use Google is apparently Jim Crow.
We're not talking about the other aspects of the SAVE Act, which is also part of Jim Crow, the history. And that is, when it comes to registration, you got to find your birth certificate. If you know where yours is, I have no clue where mine is.
Or yeah, he could not use it. Couldn't find it. Too hard. Not smart enough. I agree. The guy's not smart. He is not the brightest. I'm there with that. But good gosh. By the way, Donald Trump needs to keep saying this over and over.
There are still people who say, no, this is all bluster. This is all talk. This is what he does. Yeah, absolutely. It is Trump being Trump and Trump being Trump as he tries to steal elections.
This looks like what autocratic regimes do. This looks like what Orban does. This looks like what Putin does. This looks like what all the worst of the worst across the world do.
Now, what are they upset about here. Of course, he's talking about voter ID.
Who would not want voter ID? Only somebody that wants to cheat. Think of it. We don't have voter ID. And the Democrats don't want it. And the reason they don't want it is because they want to cheat.
Orban, Putin, dictatorships. What are we talking about? I just have to show my license. Meanwhile, if you don't have real ID, which requires your birth certificate, they will now fine you at the airport $45 for the privilege of flying without it. So it's really bizarre. We're not hearing anything from the Democrats about how black people aren't going to be able to fly. And every time I go to airport, I see a ton of them. I don't know how they're getting on planes. So Democrats not worried that black people will be able to figure out how to get, which is what is essentially a federal ID. They're not worried about that one iota. But they are worried that they won't be able to cheat. Weird, right? It is. Everybody thought Trump was joking at first yesterday when he knocked Obama for admitting, yeah, aliens are real. He said he's never seen one personally. I liked how he was oddly specific with that. Not personal, but you've seen photos. Just curious. Anyway, Trump said Obama shouldn't have said that. It's not declassified. He can't go around spewing classified data. Well, yes, he can. He's a Democrat. Only Republicans can't do that, as we learned. Joe Biden did all the time. Didn't put it in his book, but no one cared because he was Joe. So everybody thought Trump was joking. Then he said, well, I think I'll get Obama out of trouble. I'll declassify it. Everyone went, are you admitting there's aliens? But everybody still thought he was joking around because he was smiling when he said it. I mean, he was having a good time. But then he turns around and posts this on True Social. Based on the tremendous interest shown, I will be directing the Secretary of War and other relevant departments and agencies to begin the process of identifying and releasing government files related to alien and extraterrestrial life, unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP, and unidentified flying objects, which are UFOs, and any and all other information connected to these highly complex but extremely interesting and important matters. God bless America. Now, given the fact that we have Congress has now voted to declassify the COVID origins intelligence, not once, but twice, and we have never seen it, I don't really think this is going to happen. I think it's going to be more like the time that Pam Bondi said, oh, the Epstein files. Yes, I have those in the corner on the corner of my desk. People should be prosecuted. And then when the influencer showed up at the White House, she handed him binders full of articles that you could find in archives. Yeah, I think it's probably going to go more like that. But that's kind of an interesting episode that has UFO America buzzing. And it's one of the three of the top 10 articles in America right now. In fact, on Earth are about the aliens. But I don't think we're going to be learning anything new soon. I'll tell you what we have learned, though. Folks, we're the dumbest people on Earth. Really, I came to that conclusion yesterday, we are so stupid. Do you know what the final bill for defending the Euroweenies from Russia in Ukraine was? The theory being if they were able to completely take Ukraine, they would just roll right into Europe. And so we have to protect these Euroweenie democracies. Anybody know what the final bill came to? Paid by Joe Biden and Mitch McConnell's corpse, a partnership of the Uniparty, $175 billion. Now, in all fairness, tens of billions of that, we now know from the New York Times, were stolen by the Ukrainian oligarchs. Tens of billions. Why was that? Well, when Senator Josh Hawley, you remember, said, hey, we need controls. We need to know where the money went. The Senate blocked it. They did not want to know for some reason. And we let the Euroweenies and the Ukrainian oligarchs rob us blind. Rob us blind. But we spent $175 billion for the Euroweenies' defense. And then we said, hey, would you consider continue sharing intelligence with us on the drug boats in the Caribbean that are bringing in the fentanyl and other deadly drugs? Because we don't want to die anymore. In other words, would you do a small thing to help us defend our hemisphere? Keir Starmer said, no. Die. Okay. Then we said, the main passage for the missile that will deliver the nuke from Russia, you know, in response for us bombing Moscow and other places on behalf of the Euroweenies at our expense, because every time we did it, we risked our lives. We risked World War IV. Could we cut some kind of deal to control Greenland? No, screw you. Okay. We're finding out what they really think of us, don't we? Then we said, hey, we spent $175 billion to defend your lame Euro-weenie asses from Russia. Can we use our air base on Mauritius? Diego Garcia, can we use it to stage our defensive attack on Iran? No, screw you, was the response. We don't even want any Euro-weenie money. No, we just want to use a base we jointly run with the Royal Air Force on Mauritius that we pay for. No, screw you. How about the Royal Air Force base where we keep the bomber fleets that protect Europe at our expense? Say it with me. No, screw you. Folks, we are the biggest chumps on earth. But I want you to understand what just happened here, okay? Because these articles are coming out now. France is desperately seeking a deal with China. Starmer just went to China and cut a deal with China. Carney of Canada just cut a deal with China. And now all of a sudden, watch the dominoes fall here. Watch the chips align. When we ask, can we use our base on Diego Garcia to defend ourselves from Iran? Screw you. And China didn't give them a dime to defend themselves from Russia. Boy, are we dumb. So this is literally, think about this for a minute, where we are in history. Because in the history of NATO, folks, people aren't explaining this to Americans, how stunning this is. This is literally the UK choosing China over America. Let me tell you why. Let me explain this. Even Google, as woke and politically correct as it is, even Google, you put it in right now, ask the question, is Mauritius an ally of China? Yes, it is. We just turned Diego Garcia over to them, Chagos Islands. The UK just turned him over, along with our base. Yep. Effectively to China, because Mauritius is very much as much of a proxy of China as Iran is. Yes. At this moment. Yep. Who else is a proxy of China? Iran. So the UK is essentially giving our air base to one proxy of China, while telling us we can't use it, and then doing China's bidding in not allowing us to use it to attack another Chinese proxy of Iran. How much money did China give the Euroweenies again for their mutual defense against Russia? None. Did China risk thermonuclear annihilation by bombing Russia inside its borders in violation of its red line in its nuclear doctrine? No. Who was that? Wait. Oh, us. It was us under Biden and Trump. That is why Trump suddenly got really interested in blocking the path the nuclear tip missile would take right across Greenland. And what did everybody say? Trump's crazy. The Euroweenies said we can use Greenland all we want. They said we could use it. And they said we could. They don't look so dependable right now, do they? They don't, do they? Even neocons, who generally don't know what they're talking about, in my experience, said, why is Trump picking a fight with our Euroweenie friends? They said we can use Greenland. Really? Because they said we could use Diego Garcia. 2 freaking months ago. This is why we need Greenland. I am so sick of these people. Let's just go take it. Screw them. Let's go take it. I want to read you something profound. It's a quote from Trump. And it was just a couple of months ago. America, quote, America has always been there for Europe, but I don't know if Europe will be there for America if we need that. And he was talking about Greenland. Dang if he wasn't right. So to recap, we asked Starmer, will you, you know, we need you to continue sharing Caribbean intel with us on these ships that are coming in that are bringing these deadly drugs. Screw you, from the UK. Can we use the Royal Air Force Base where we keep our bombers to protect your Euroweenie asses? Screw you, says Starmer. Can we use the base we pay to maintain on Diego Garcia? No, we're going with the Chinese. Screw you, says Starmer. Where do we go to get our $175 billion back? You know what's brilliant about this? Trump has just shown the world what they really think of us. He was right about Greenland. And I bet you at this point, if we said, hey, we just bombed Russia on your behalf again, because we were doing that deep into last year. It was very risky. And we said, hey, you know, we're afraid Russia will retaliate since we saved your weenie rear ends by bombing inside Russia to get them to the negotiations table. Can we defend ourselves using Greenland? I guarantee you we get a screw you this morning. We are so stupid. Oh, and we printed most of the $175 billion, so your kids and grandkids are going to be paying it off for years. So European heads of state head to China to cut trade deals with China after we spend $175 billion, some would say upwards of $200 billion, with tens of billions stolen. And we shrug our shoulders. It's unbelievable. There's nothing like it. That's how stupid uniparty leadership is. Who is uniparty leadership? Who gave them this money? Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell, well, to be fair, his corpse. He was probably kind of drooling in the corner, but he did hire the staff that oversaw that. Mitch McConnell, at one point, I kept pointing this out to you, he would only perk up over Ukrainian funding. He just blocked everything else. Remember, he was the one blocking all of the legislation. Still is. Not interested in the SAVE Act, but let me tell you what, he will whip some Ukrainian funding through that Senate so fast your head will spin. And Mike Johnson, who did the first couple of tranches, despite saying he wasn't going to do the full first couple of tranches. The second we need something, and folks, it's as little as, you know what, you can pass us the Caribbean drug cartel intel. You could slip it to us back channel if you want. You don't have to do it publicly. And they said, screw you. Screw you. That was the UK's response, remember? Condemned, or I should say all but condemned, our invasion of Venezuela. Wouldn't share intel with us for that either. Greenland? Nope. Won't even entertain trying to put a deal together until Trump embarrassed them on the world stage, forced them into it. And now this final insult. This is incredible. They give our airbase, Diego Garcia, away to Mauritius. Again, Mauritius, put it in Google. Ask the question, is Mauritius a Chinese ally? Yes. They are an ally of China. An ally of China is a proxy of China. We can't use the airbase we use to defend you for free, to defend UK for free, to protect ourselves from Iran. No. She goes, remember when the plan to detonate the nuke over America to devastate our grid? China is also very interested in destroying our grid and all of our agriculture. They keep sending bioweapons our way. When we want to defend ourselves and we want to use the base we pay for to defend the UK, they say, screw you. But they very much would like us to send billions of dollars more for their defense. Folks, these people, you ever had a moment where you realize somebody you thought was your friend was not? They've been undermining you the whole time. You feel like a chump? Yeah, that's us. This is the, and you know what? People on our side, including the stupid neocons who gave them this money with no strings attached, no payback plan, Oh, are we dumb? Are going to blame Trump. They'll say, well, he's not their friend anymore. He made them mad. He said mean things. What? Like they shouldn't arrest us for things we say online? Folks, by the way, coming up, you're not going to believe what's going on in a New York courtroom. You want to know the real reason they're splitting with us and joining up with China, a society they're trying to emulate in terms of its dictatorship and total authoritarian control? Then you need to look at what's going on in this New York courtroom. No one else will talk about it today to find out why our relationship is breaking up with the Euroweenies. Never forget, we sent them $175 billion printed dollars. And what, you know what they sent us? They sent us an extradition order. They said, we have the right to extradite half of America for speech we don't like, try them and put them in prison. That's what we got. And that's why our relationship's really breaking up. I'll explain coming up next.